at least in this instance, to admit, I don't know how to pray. Maybe you feel as if you don't know how to pray either. Maybe you've heard a lot of these and thous in language that sounds more like Dante than dialogue. Let me assure you, God's not impressed with flowery words, canned cliches, or memorized phrases. He's interested in hearing genuine thoughts that come straight from your heart. See Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. Prayer is simply a conversation between you and God. That's it. Period. And trust me, He really wants to hear from you. All you have to do is be real. Pray with honesty and authenticity. Model that for your children. Let them see and hear that talking to God can become as natural as talking to one another. Find a regular time of day and communicate with God what's on your mind and heart about being a parent. Tell Him your joys and fears. Don't hold back from opening up about your doubts and concerns. Think about what you're saying. Respectfully talk to God in the same way that you would converse with a close friend who is older than you. Pray for your children. Pray with them. Ask them to pray and listen to what they say. Chances are you'll learn what an untainted prayer to God sounds like. The earlier you start, the sooner they will learn to pray spontaneously and effortlessly. Gradually, it will become second nature both to you and your children. Lead your kids in prayer when you're driving in the car and an ambulance passes you on the highway. Pray for the students as you round the corner by the high school. Pray for children on the playground, the single mother with three rowdy boys, the lonely and forgotten old woman in a wheelchair, the homeless man who pushes his shopping cart on the street. Seize the moment to word simple prayers on behalf of those individuals, then back up your prayers by taking your kids to volunteer at the shelter or the nursing home. What's the point of prayer if it doesn't motivate us to action? Praying is like saying, I love you. The more you do it, the more natural it becomes. What to pray for your children. Remember the prayer Jesus taught His disciples? The one that begins, Our Father in Heaven? Think through it for a minute. Holy is Your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. Forgive us as we forgive others. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Only one line, one, is a prayer of request. Give us the bread we need for this day. That doesn't sound much like our prayers, does it? We tend to forget about adoration and thanksgiving and repentance as we focus on gimme, gimme, gimme. Of course, we want the best for our children.